your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. You know, you hear me talk about being cocked and locked, and I am. And if you've listened to hour number one of USA Prepares today, you know why. You're learning what it's like living on a farm. Mike Parsons with us, and he's describing what happened to him and his wife and his family, his wolf hybrids, when they were shot at. Mike, it's very sobering. You can tell by the tone of my voice. This is extremely sobering. And this is the continuation of the first hour. So, class, here's what I'd like to request that you do. Those of you who have the ability to post on YouTube, would you please post this? Hour number one and hour number two of USAprepares.com on YouTube. And the reason I'm asking you to do it is we're learning that elections can be overturned fraudulently. We're learning that the sheriff's offices may or may not respond to your calls for help. We're learning that the corruption is at the local level, as well as the county level, as well as the state level, as well as the federal level. You're hearing it right here, live. This information needs to be shared with everyone in the country. Because you cannot prepare unless you understand how the system works. The system is broken. The system is corrupt. I've seen it here in the county where I live. Mike Parsons, let's continue. You were shot at. Your wife was shot at. Your dogs were shot at.
And let me add one quick thing. I went through all the proper legal channels. I sought out help from the sheriff in the county and was denied. I went through the courts for seeking help and was denied. I went to the news media, every station in the vicinity, seeking attention to this to get people to bring this to the attention so that government would be forced to deal with this corruption and these attacks. One station actually sent a reporter out. Her name was Allison Triarcy. She was a reporter. I don't know where she is now, because 2 weeks after she came out with the cameraman and did the story and talked about this, one of these issues, she was no longer with the station. And I contacted the station. They said, well, we're not going to run that. We're doing other things. In a county where there might be one murder a year, it's very little or low crime reported that you hear of. And I brought to their attention numerous situations that I had video and audio of, and, of course, personal eyewitness testimony. None of this was brought to light. They would not talk about it. It got no airtime.
Mike, let me interject for just a second. I did an investigative report with a investigative reporter out of Richmond, Virginia, many years ago. His name is Richard Rial. He did an expose showing the corruption within the automobile insurance company. And he was fired. He was fired for exposing the corruption within the automobile insurance company. Mike, one other thing. You had mentioned that the county took down your signs. And when I lived in Virginia, They wanted the town government wanted to put a prison in our town. So I and some neighbors built a sign, a 4x8 sheet of plywood, painted it highway yellow and highway black, and I put it on the edge of our property, and it said "Proposed prison, next right," meaning you take the next right exit, that's where the proposed prison would be. Within hours, the county took down my sign. The county highway department took down my sign. And I found out about it. And they apologized and they said, actually, I was within my rights to do that. They had no right to do it. And the sign went back up. And we defeated the proposed prison in our town. So, Mike, what I'm saying is you're not alone. I've never said these things before on the air, the two things that I just mentioned. So please continue.
Well, when this fellow was shooting at my wife and my dog, and then me, I witnessed all of this. I observed every bit of this. And I'm yelling at this guy at the top of my lungs to stop shooting. As I've mentioned to you before on this show and another program, that I love life, and I value life greatly. And I do not seek to take or end life unnecessarily. I was locked and loaded. I had my Glock 17 on my side, very capable of shooting it. The guy was 100 yards away. And as my dog's running to me, Brandy, she was hit 3 times and she fell at my feet. And my focus goes from him to her. And I held her as she fell at my feet, and she's looking up at me as if to say, "Dad, I was just coming home." She had just been swimming in the pond, and she was harming no one on our property. And then after he started shooting from across the road, it scared her onto the next-door neighbor's property, property which he didn't have any right to be on, nor did he own. He crossed the street and began shooting again, and the bullets were flying past me. And I walked down. My girl died in my arms in seconds. And I got up and I walked down. My intent is to enact a citizen's arrest to stop this guy, to have him arrested. And I had a little digital recorder around my neck. I, like I mentioned before, inspect homes, and I've always carried this digital recorder so that I can take notes, because it's faster to talk than to write underneath a house or inside of a commercial building up on top of a scaffold. So I turned it on, and I've got the recording still, and I played it at the trial, and you could hear me clearly say, "Drop your gun, drop your gun, you're under arrest, put your gun down." Then I said, because I didn't see it, "Where's your gun? Turn around, where's your gun?" Repeatedly, I'm informing him to disarm himself, that he's under arrest, and the law recognizes the citizen's right, it's a common law right, to make an arrest. The police are corporate officers. They work for corporations. The city and the state are corporations. They exercise arrest powers through the citizen's right of arrest. They're engaged in common law arrest practices. That power that they have is a right for we the people. So there's no special privileges. It's a right. And so I learned this as a sheriff and in studying the law, not as a sheriff, but as a special deputy with the sheriff's department, many years before they ever started the weapons permit process in Tennessee. But the guy refused to submit. He had thrown his rifle, I later observed, in the back of his truck that was near him. Now, he was basically approaching me, and I told him to stay back, don't come any closer. And I confiscated the rifle. And we never got within 30 feet of each other. And listening to the recording, you can hear the distance on the audio. You can tell when a person moves away from a microphone and gets closer. And this type of this digital audio recorder, it can pick up sounds for quite a distance. And you can clearly hear him moving closer and me telling him to stay back. And I confiscate the rifle, and he takes off. And I confiscate the rifle. I pick up Brandy, and I go back to my property and call my wife, and I'm telling her that, be expecting the sheriff's department, because as I'm telling him, he's under arrest, his buddy is calling 911 and saying, "Well, I'm calling 911. And I say, "Yeah, tell him Mike Parsons is enacting a citizen's arrest, that you have violated the law. And this was a fellow that was there with him that appeared, I don't know to the degree that he was an accomplice, but he was certainly instructing this guy that was shooting by pointing and directing him to hide his rifle. That would be an accomplice. This guy testified that he shot 29 times and that the 30th round jammed or he would have shot a 30th round. And when questioned, were you afraid while you were cutting the grass and you saw the wolf hybrids? No. Were you afraid when you stopped cutting the grass? No. Were you afraid when you were in your house getting your rifle? No. Were you afraid when you were walking out? No. Were you afraid when you started shooting from across the road onto my property at my dogs? No. Were you afraid when you crossed the street? No. Were you afraid when you were shooting at my dog? No. When my dog was running towards me, were you afraid? No. At no time was this guy afraid for himself or anyone. I was charged with aggravated assault. When the sheriff's deputy showed up, I presented them the rifle. I said, I want this fellow arrested. This is what he did. They got on the phone. This is a Sunday evening. Instead of calling the sheriff, an investigator, whatever you might do to find out what they should do, they called the judge. The judge who was on the ballot of the election that I'm challenging. The judge who would ultimately tell them, well, go ahead and arrest Parsons. Well, he's the victim. Well, that's okay, arrest him. Well, what's the charge? Well, tell him I'll think of something. I'll see him in the morning. So I was arrested, told they would think of something, and realize I've got this recorder around my neck rolling. All this is recorded. They put me in a car, and then a friend shows up, and I say, hey, can you give this stuff to my friend over there? Because I don't want it to get stolen or lost if you take me to jail. So they didn't realize that they gave him the recorder. So it was preserved. I was taken to jail, and then they said, well, where's your dog? Because I told them she was shot in the back. And they said they couldn't find her. So they're on my property without a warrant. And I know what they're doing. They're trying to find my dog to hide her. The officer says, well, give him back his stuff. Unhandcuff him. I said, what, am I under arrest or not under arrest? He said, well, no, you're kind of not under arrest. They took me back to my property, wanted me to sign an open-ended release allowing them to search, and I limited it to just where I had placed my dog, Brandy, and we went down looking. It's dark now. They've got flashlights. I went straight to where I had laid her. She's not there. And
Mike,
then an officer that shows up a few minutes later.
Mike, hold a thought. We're going into a break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins?
A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're back. USAPrepares.com. And Mike Parsons with us. Mike, stand by for just a minute. Carrie in Missouri, you're on with me, Vin Finelli, and Mike Parsons, USAPrepares.com.
Good morning, Vince and Mike. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. Carrie, I believe we met.
We did. We met in Harrisonville, Missouri, on the overpass for overpasses for Obama's impeachment rally.
Yeah, tell us what you guys were up to.
So Overpasses is a grassroots organization, and we're really made up of all Americans, any American who would like to stand with us against our tyrannical government. It's a nonpartisan group. We do not promote any kind of racism. It's not religious. It's no sex oriented. It's really just for any American who's out there who is upset over what Obama is doing to our government, and we're calling for his impeachment. Our main point really is to drive home what's happened in Benghazi. We really feel like there has been a cover-up there, and we are in support of what the National Black Republican Association has done, which is based out of Sarasota, Florida, and they have filed articles of impeachment against President Barack Obama. And the reason for that, one of their reasons citing that, is they believe that there was a cover-up and a delay, and they believe that there's been impeding and obstructing of the investigation in Benghazi. So specifically, including failure to adequately secure the U.S. consulate and the CIA annex in Benghazi, failing to send a response team to rescue those embattled U.S. citizens in Benghazi, lying to the American people about why the U.S. consulate and the CIA annex were attacked to begin with, as well as hiding from the media and congressional investigators, with the CIA, the personnel, and other wounded U.S. citizens who were actually on the ground in Benghazi and witnessed what happened. And they scattered them throughout the United States, forcing them to adopt new identities, forcing them to polygraph tests on a weekly basis. And it's just an atrocity what's happening. As well as I just got information via Fox News that the Secretary of State, John Kerry, has actually determined that the four State Department officials who were placed on administrative leave by Hillary Clinton after the terrorist attack, they've all been released to go back to their jobs this morning. So that's some breaking news we didn't know about.
Well, when I met you, you and some others were on this bridge, and you were behind this white line, which is where all the debris is swept off the road so that you were not impeding any traffic. And you had a sign, a big banner that said impeach Obama, and you encouraged people to honk. And I just did a quick survey when I was on the bridge with you or the overpass, and I noticed that about 40 to 60% of those traveling toward you were honking. Now, I think that another 40% or so were not able to react quickly enough to honk, and they probably would have. And I believe about 10% probably would not have honked. They would have been against what you were trying to do. Would you agree with that, or do you think my numbers are wrong?
I would agree with you. I spent 6 hours on that bridge that day, and I would say your numbers are very accurate. In fact, there were people that have contacted me via Facebook who saw us on the overpass and said, hey, we didn't know you were out there and we plan on joining you. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're looking at about 40,000 or so that have joined the movement. Obviously, we're looking to grow that number. It is a nationwide event, so every single state has an events page, so you can actually get on overpasses.org, or you can also just Facebook Overpasses for Obama's impeachment and look for your specific state. You can join that group and then go under the events tab, and you will see it broken down into your local area.
Carrie, you sound like instructor material to me. I'd like to request that you send me an email to vincent@usapreparers.com. We'll contact you. Make sure I have your phone number, and let's talk about this for an hour on the air on this broadcast. Carrie,
yeah,
thanks so much.
I look forward to it.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, we've just included to the faculty. Overpasses.org. So another 40,000 members of Overpasses.org will be learning about Mike Parsons and what happened when Mike Parsons' neighbor killed his dog and then another dog. Mike, are we talking about a total of two of your dogs were killed by your neighbor?
Yeah, there were two by one neighbor and then one by this last person I was referring to that was a friend of the guy I ran against for county executive, so three in total.
Okay.
And then one, my alpha male, who disappeared, and we don't know what happened to him. But these are animals that would not run away or stray very far from their pack.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you that I know a little, just a little hint of what you're going through. One of our neighbors shot and killed one of our dogs, too. You know what? I don't look at that neighbor in the same way. And I'll tell you, he won't admit it. I know he did it. But I'll tell you what, as things get worse, I am not inclined to help this guy. So
Yeah, any person that will kill another man's dog is possibly capable of killing that man or his family. So never turn your back on that person. This is a sociopath of the worst kind. Jeffrey Dahmer and all of that type of ilk earned their stripes and learned their craft by torturing and killing small animals as they were growing up. And anybody that would shoot another person's dog, and this person that shot at me and my wife and our dog and killed Brandy, has a history of shooting other people's dogs, and the county does nothing about it. Now, I was arrested, but they did not find my dog. The officer who stumbled across her was told to hush up, and then another officer said, oh, it's a possum. So, in this case, Brandy, who was an 85-pound wolf hybrid who was about 7 foot long, she was confused with being a possum, a 20-pound small varmint? I don't think so. And when I said, well, let me go over there and take a look, they immediately called off the search and took me to jail. I was charged with theft of property over $100, the rifle that I confiscated that I gave to the deputies, burglary of a vehicle because I reached in the back of the truck to confiscate this rifle that was used to shoot at me and my wife and my dog, and aggravated assault because I displayed a handgun because I had a handgun exposed, which I have a permit to carry. Now, this other fellow was charged with nothing. The night of the event, on his own statement, sworn statement to the officer, he said, he shot at my dog. He killed my dog. He witnessed Parsons saying, stop shooting, you're under citizen's arrest. He witnessed Parsons confiscate the rifle and leave with his dog, period. Fast forward 5 days, they said, in an altered report, Parsons put a gun to our head, said, get on your knees. I could see the spirals of the barrel of the gun. I was afraid for my life. None of that happened.
Wow.
The audio recording clearly indicates I never said get on your knees, and I was never within 30 feet of the guys based on the evidence, the recording, and a statement from a sound engineer who analyzed the audio and confirmed, yeah, there's no way this guy was within 25 feet, let alone 2 feet. I was charged, and then I went to the grand jury. I'm still trying to work within the system. I went to the grand jury to present evidence against this man who attacked me and my family, the officers who lied on an official document, and the entire sham of the system that we had in Tipton County. While I'm in there, I didn't know it until later. I was informed by the district public defender, whose assistant was in the break room at the court, overheard the attorney general, Mike Donovan, who was the attorney general who prosecuted Mary Winkler. Most of you don't know Mary Winkler is the woman who shot and killed her husband, who was a preacher sleeping in bed. Turns out she was related to the judge in her case and Steve Farese, her attorney. She's also related to him, little inside information that was never disclosed. But be that as it may, this is the prosecutor that's prosecuting me. And according to the district public defender, this prosecutor and his assistant go back in this room and conspire to charge me now with aggravated kidnapping because I was in the jury pool room trying to get these people indicted. They're going to show me how I can be treated. So they got the grand jury to re-indict me on aggravated kidnapping charges because they claimed that I substantially deprived these men of their liberty. I'm stopping a criminal from killing my family, and I am substantially depriving him of his liberty to kill me and my family. So that's what they did, and I was denied legal counsel. I was issued a Social Security attorney who is a friend of the judge, and as Dr. Shealy said, he would never trust any doctor doing a psych evaluation because they're fraud. They did a psych evaluation on me. They arrested me and forced me to go, and in this document, this person said that I was the worst case he'd ever seen in 30 years. He said that I gave short answers, one- and two-word answers. Folks, does anybody listening to me today believe I can give one- and two-word answers? No.
Mike, yeah. I can tell you that we talk on the air, on the phone, in person. It's impossible.
I've got a friend that I used to go to church with who's an actual psychologist who's not a thug. And I spoke to him about this. He said, Mike, you're the most sane man I've ever met because you see things as they are. But yet, of course, this is how they silence you. They first force you to having legal representation as opposed to giving you legal counsel. It's what the Constitution provides for. They want to put you in equity court and give you legal representation to shut you up so they can create the narrative and lose your case. That's how they railroad people into prison. 2 weeks before the trial, she withdrew because she did not agree with a self-defense. She didn't agree with citizen's arrest. She didn't believe that a citizen should have a right to own a gun. Only police and firemen, or not firemen, police and military should have firearms. She's a socialist, and she's representing a person. She's never had any experience in criminal cases like this. She does Social Security cases and child support. But yet that's what I was provided. Then I was forced to stand trial. The judge refused to recuse himself, given the fact I had an outstanding federal lawsuit against the judge at the time for locking me up under false pretenses. I had a federal lawsuit at the time against the DA for conspiring to falsely charge me as malicious prosecution. They would not recuse himself. I was denied a change of venue. I was given a jury. The jury pool is 25 citizens that come straight off the election rolls. Guess who selects the jury pool that I get to choose from? You guessed it, the manager of the Election Commission office, the appointee of the county executive that I was suing for the election, the guy who, other than being a county executive and elected official for 20 years, his only experience was he'd been a used car salesman for a few years prior to that. This was their tool. This was their go-to guy to do whatever they wanted, and they wanted to keep him there. And so they rallied the troops, and they railroaded and sent to prison an innocent man who had done nothing other than try to stop a guy from killing his family. And this is what they do to people. This is what happens when you engage the system. So I have too many people that I've spoken to, family members, and they've been chilled. They don't want to go to the media. When I was incarcerated, they would not speak to the media. They were afraid that they would come and get them. I was denied legal counsel. I was denied every means to a fair trial. I had asked the jurors during voir dire, are any of you related to anybody in government in Tipton County? No one raised their hand or said a word. I said, nobody gets a paycheck from this. Okay. Is anybody related to anybody involved in the case, the arresting officer? I currently had a lawsuit against, I mean, the only outcome I can see, I can't get them to be prosecuted, so I've got to sue them. That's the only way I can hold them accountable. Juror number 7 sitting front and center is the mother-in-law of the arresting officer who I've got a lawsuit against. She knows I'm suing him. Juror number 5 is the coach of the local high school football team. His paycheck says Tipton County Government. I can go on down the list, but I don't need to. I mean, the point is I was not given a fair and impartial jury. The state law recognizes that you cannot send a person to prison unless they were given legal counsel at trial. Argersinger versus Hamlin in Florida, Supreme Court ruling, the Maxwell case in Tennessee, the list goes on and on and on. They sent me to prison, even though I was denied. I was convicted of aggravated assault, theft of property of the rifle that I confiscated, and burglary of a vehicle because I reached in the back of the truck to take it out to give to the cops so the guy couldn't reload and shoot at me and my family. The local media will not touch this. This is the first time this has been spoken about on the radio anywhere, and this happened in September of 2007. It is now August 20th, 2013. They will go to no lengths to silence me. The animal control officer who threatened to cut off all of my animals' heads. The day after I got out of prison, April of 2012, I was there for 2.5 years. This guy came on my property after I had gone to a parole officer meeting under false pretense, claiming that he got a complaint that I had a lot of dogs. There's no crime against how many dogs you have. But yet they used that as a pretense. They didn't find anything, so he went away. But they use extortion and means of trying to manipulate people with laws that don't exist. I was actually granted parole after 10 months in the prison. The parole officers said, this guy shouldn't even be here. This guy's a model citizen. He doesn't belong here. And the parole board granted me parole, but they put it off for 4 months simply because the DA said I was the most dangerous man he had ever met. Why? Because I speak the truth, and that's a threat to their existence. Then, just before I was to be released, after 10 months, an officer in the prison accused me of thinking of violating a policy, and they took away my parole because they accused me of thinking of violating a policy. And at the hearing, I asked, well, what did I do? Well, nothing. Well, did anybody say I did anything? No. Well, what evidence did you have? Well, I thought you were thinking of violating a policy. Which there's no policy that says they can charge you with violating thought crime or thinking. But yet, that forced me to stay in prison another year and a half. Year and 8 months. And so any time they want to keep you in prison, they can falsely accuse you and keep you there and keep you there and keep you there. They accused me of refusing to go to work for a job I didn't even have. Convicted in the prison. They'll keep you there as long as they want. There are people serving life sentences in prison who were originally convicted on minimal charges, but they keep on and on and on, and people don't know about it. And
Mike Parsons, hold the thought.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world. Tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I mentioned that USAPrepares.com is venturing out into greater depth of what we discuss. We're going to go deeper into learning more and more rather than just staying on the surface and overviews. And we're going to get deeper than just preparedness topics. And as you know, this is one of them. I'd like to ask you to consider doing this for us. I'd like to ask you to put this broadcast, these 2 hours, this hour and the previous hour of today's broadcast on YouTube, Hulu, and whatever other sources you can find that make sense to get this information out about the corruption. And what happens? What happens when you run for office and when you run against the machine so that others can be prepared and make sure that it doesn't happen to them? Mike Parsons has described that he spent 30 months in prison with trumped up charges, absolute bogus charges. He should have never been there. So please share this broadcast, the links to this broadcast, with all your friends, their families, and let's get it out as far and wide as we can. YouTube, Hulu, and all the other media outlets that you can think of. Now, the podcasts are free at Genesis Communications Network. So if you go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, you'll see the link to listen to Vincent. It's free. You can listen on your smartphone. You can listen on the Internet. And we're on 4 radio stations and 2 satellites. Please share the information. And if you decide to do that, would you send me an email? You can contact me through the website, usapreparers.com. And let me know what you've done so I can highlight it and help you get it out even farther. Mike Parsons, what's happened to you is absolute crime. I really am sorry for what they've done to you. I'm proud to be your friend. I'm proud to stand at your side.
Well, thank you. I just want everybody to realize this is what happens when governments become tyrannical. Society suffers and people suffer, and you have to take a stand. Everyone has an accounting, and realize when you step out into that arena, they're coming after you to the degree that I even went to the FBI and the U.S. attorney in my area with the audio recording from the district public defender explaining to me, stating that the attorney general in my county was conspiring to falsely charge me. They refused to take the recording. They refused to do anything about it. This is systemic problems, folks. We have to come together because unless we pop the engine or pop the hood and pull the engine out of this corrupt system and change the engine, our alternatives are limited. And I always look for peaceful solutions. But there comes a point in time where after a long train of abuses, we have to, as our founders take responsibility. And amongst the powers of the universe and such as it says, we have to step in line with what's right and stop that which is wrong. As the Tennessee Constitution says, we can alter or abolish this government by any means we see fit. That's all right. Right now, I'm still in the appellate process trying to go through the federal courts because the state of Tennessee has ignored their own laws, ignored their own precedences, and has ignored me because they don't want people to hear this story. You've now heard it. It's up to you to choose which path you'll take, if you'll stand in the gap and fight. Now, if you go to my website, disregard the PayPal nonsense. That's something a friend put on the day after I was sentenced to 7 years because they thought people might be able to help my wife financially. That's irrelevant. I'm taking that down as soon as I can. But if you're some legal scholar that is a constitutionalist that has any interest at all in perhaps assisting in suggestions on how to pursue this in the federal court, I'm looking for suggestions.
Mike Parsons, I'll tell you what, any constitutional legal help, if you'd like to contact Mike Parsons, mikeparsons.org, or usapreparis.com, contact me and I'll make sure Mike Parsons gets the information. Mike, absolutely riveting broadcast. The truth is really painful. Class, your government is out of control at the local, state, and federal levels. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.